Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Let's wrap up this whole Orlando experience. Sam Crowley, this is podcast number 4 for today, December 17th, 2014. It's an amazing day, man. Once again, I mentioned it on today's very first show. I'm looking for just less than a handful. Three people to mentor quickly, right now. Create your brand, crush it, gain momentum, plow through everything like that, just that quicksand that's keeping you from your very own Saturday, and let's work together. Send me an email, sam@everydaysaturday.com. Understand it's not cheap, okay, because we're working. I'm giving you my time now, all right? Literally, we're working together, you and I, one-on-one. I want to know where it is you're going, what it is you need the most help with right now, knowing you know what I do, right? I'm a speaker, trainer, seminar leader, entrepreneurial coach, all right? You've been listening to the show for a while, and you know. You just know you want to get close to the source of momentum. Send me an email, sam@everydayissaturday.com, and let me know why you want to work together, and let's make it happen, okay? Be serious. Say, I'm driving my stake into the ground right now. 2015 is my year, and I'm working with Sam to make it happen. Excuse me. Clear the throat before I move on to the rest of the podcast. So, Orlando. I leave the Hyatt, which was very sad. I mean, I felt like I was leaving literally like the Plaza Hotel in Central Park. I made so many new friends that were canines and other people. Friday night, I was in a weird place Friday night. I was excited because we had a great event. I was sad because my daughter had a tracheotomy. I felt helpless because I wasn't there with my family. By the way, side story, my wife put a key out in our mulch underneath a rock because my daughters, she wanted them. Long story, other people were babysitting our kids that day. We relied heavily on neighbors and friends to watch the kids. But my wife, just in case of an emergency, and we never do this, but she left the key underneath a rock. And when she got home from the hospital, it had to have been like 7:30 Friday night, the key was gone. So I don't know where it is. We still don't know where it is. We don't know who took it, how it got missing. So think about that. Again, I'm out of town. I'm 1,500 miles away, and there's a key missing to our house. So wife is freaked out. Kids are freaked out because mom's freaked out. Next day, calls the locksmith, comes and changes all the locks in the house. We're out a couple $100 for that. But it's just crazy. You know, think about that. It's just, the one day I'm gone, all this stuff happens. So Friday night, I haven't had a martini in I don't even know when. Years. 10 years maybe. I had a Grey Goose martini at this part of little, like, cavernous getaway section of the Hyatt, that like a little oak room. And it definitely filled with beautiful people, okay? And then there was me. So I just escaped. I sat over in the corner on this leather chair, had a Grey Goose martini with olives, and just relaxed and just took it all in. I'm thinking, wow. And this is exactly what was going through my head. I'm sitting on this red leather chair. It was like a burgundy, almost brownish. But anyway, this leather chair. And I'm sipping a martini and I'm just thinking, what a wild, strange trip this has been. Just everything. This year, this life. How did I get here? Why am I sitting in a room next to a schnauzer, by the way? The dogs still have invaded every room. I'm thinking about the beautiful people. There's still dogs. There's a schnauzer like 5 feet away from me with a lady, but the thing was more well-behaved than, you know, my kids. And I'm just sipping a martini, and I'm thinking, how did I get here? You know, like, why am I sitting in a room in the Hyatt Regency in Orlando in the middle of December? I was just in Palm Springs. 2 weeks before that, a week before that, I was in London. And I travel, and I'm a speaker. I used to have a job. I mean, I'm just processing everything. I think the common denominator was I've never settled. And I've just never said, okay, I'll take that life. Okay, I'll take that answer. I'll take that as an answer. All right, I'll let you direct my path. I've just never have done that. I've taken advice when I've asked for it. The worst advice is unsolicited advice. You know, hey, can I give you a little bit of advice? No, you can't. Okay. But, and I just started thinking, and I got kids. I mean, me, Sam Crowell, I got four kids, ages 13 to 4 months, and our youngest just had a tracheotomy, and now she's recovering, and I got sad, man. It was a part last Friday. I just got sad. I actually welled up because thinking of my daughter and just how helpless that we all are with her. She's just, she needs time to grow, and she needs time for her lungs to grow. And then I thought about how I make a living. Like speaking, just sharing this message about every day is Saturday, just how anybody can make money doing anything they want to do. Like I share a message about every day being Saturday and I get paid to do it and I'm able to support my family. And you can do whatever it is that you want to do, whatever that is. There's no wrong answer. And I think we get caught up in what's the right answer. Like what should I do? What do people want me to do? And the answer is you do whatever the hell it is you want to do. And then you go find a thirsty audience and you give that to them like you would a glass of water. And they drink it up and they say, please give me more. And then you go create more, which is your product, your service, whatever it is. And you keep feeding that thirsty audience. You don't try to make unbelievers believe you. You don't try to make haters like you. You don't try to fit the square peg in the round hole, which is what we all try to do, right? We all keep trying to just bang that damn peg into the a hole that doesn't even fit right, you know? And it's so much easier when you do and you're connected to the source, my source being God Almighty and also the individuals that I serve. I mean, it's like a triangle, you know? The closer we both move in the right direction, we're connected that way. And it feels so much easier to do. I'm so done. I'm just so freaking done with people judging. I don't get it as much anymore. At least I don't hear it as much anymore. But I'm so done with what people think I should do with my life. And you should feel that way too, man. I mean, seriously. Instead of living 75 years exactly the same, why don't you live a lifetime of 75? You know what I mean? Like every year, year after year after year is the exact same damn looking year. And you're going to do it 75 times, okay? Live a life, you know? So as I flew back after I had a few martinis that night. It just felt good. I was relaxed. I was sad. I was happy. I just had a movie of my life playing that night in this little tucked away corner of a hotel bar in Orlando. It just felt good. And I was texting my wife the whole time, asking how the kids are doing, my daughter's doing, figuring out where the hell the house key went. Nobody knows where it is still. And then I woke up the next day, grabbed, you know, when you fly first class, this is where I ended the previous podcast just a minute ago. There's a difference in mindset. I didn't want to be rushing the airport. I don't ever want to rush. I never rush the airport. I'm always an hour, 2 hours early. And I just hang out, you know. I have my laptop, get some work done. Because you never know. You're going to hit traffic or anything. So I had to return the rental car to Advantage, which was way off the airport ground. So I left at probably 9:30. Got to fill the rental car up. And gas is like $2.30, which is crazy. And brought it over to the rental car place. I was at the airport by, I don't know, 10:30 at the latest. My flight wasn't until 1. And TSA lines were nuts. Security was crazy. I didn't care. Man, I had no worries, man. Take an hour to get through. I don't care. Got through. Maybe took me another half hour to get to the gate because you got to take the tram and all that stuff. By 11:15, I was nice and cozy, settled in, waiting to board first class at 12:30. And it was perfect. The flight was great. Met a great guy on the flight. Very successful businessman. We connected. He hit me up on LinkedIn, which I got to use more, my LinkedIn. I never hardly ever use that. I'm going to learn more about LinkedIn and connecting with people. But had a great opportunity to speak to him. He's not an entrepreneur. He's actually employed, but he loves his job. And it was great to learn what he does. He's a software developer. And when I landed, it was around 3:30 in the afternoon. I don't check baggage ever when I travel. It's all carry-on. And I went grab my stuff out of the overhead compartment. I was in seat 2D, so I was one of the first people off the plane. And went right to my car in the parking garage. And it's about a 20-minute drive to Cincinnati Children's Hospital from the airport. It's downtown Cincinnati. So I got there and I immediately went up to see my daughter and boom, there she is with a trach. And it shocked the crap out of me at first, I must admit. Even the photos my wife sent me, I wasn't ready for what I saw. And I welled up in tears and I just thought, wow, man, my daughter's got a damn trach in her throat. And it just freaked me out. And then I got over that real quick. And I said, oh, hey, Susan, how you doing? Love you. Oh, my God, I miss you so much. I'm thinking, God, how freaking guilty do I feel right now not being here when this kid had the surgery? And I had to get over that and work through that again that whole time. I was there with her for about an hour or so. My other daughters are hitting me up on text. When are you coming home, Daddy? When are you coming home? So it's great being a dad, man. It really is. But you just get pulled in so many different directions. But I loved Susan up for about an hour or so, and then I left her. And as I drove home, I was like, wow, that's it. I'm done traveling. This 16,000-mile odyssey is now ended. And all the people I met in London and all the people I met in Palm Springs and all the new people I met in Orlando, and it's going to be a great 2015, man. I pinched myself again driving home. It's just I get to do this. This is what I get to do. And now I get to raise a child who really needs some extra care, and I am there with my wife to give it to her. And that is what every day is Saturday is all about. It's a mindset. It's not a circumstance. It doesn't represent dollars. It represents difference, the difference you can make in people's life. So go make a difference in people's lives. You'll get paid. You get paid all the money you could ever want, all the money. But it ain't about learning how to be rich. It's about learning how to have value, because you'll appreciate stuff so much more. You won't always look at the price. You'll just look about the experience that you get, man. This has been such an amazing experience. You can't put a price on every day being Saturday. It's Sam Crowley. Thank you so much for listening to the number one motivational podcast on the planet. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.